And now,
Sundays on One Extra with David Rodigan.
Tell me, baby.
The Black Stones are in the building. Of Harmony, they are my very special guests this Sunday lunchtime. The Black Stones, welcome to the BBC.
David Rodigan on your radio, playing good music all over the world. David can hear him all over the world, and you can hear him all over the world.
David Rodigan rule the place internationally.
I'm blushing here. I didn't know you were going to do that. That is absolute. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Enough respect.
Masters, you sprung that one on me there. There's we start about to do the interview. Hang on, we're in a recording studio doing a track.
That was all I did.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, Tony Mahoney is not with us.
It would have been better if he was here. He would have heard the next harmony.
But Leah, gentlemen, introduce yourselves so that people can recognize your voices for this interview. There are three of you, Leon Jr. and AJ. So, Leon, please.
Yeah, my name is Leon Leifer. Yes, and also not here at present is Tony Mahoney in Jamaica, Sunny St. Thomas. Big up yourself.
And my name is Junie Bailey, a member of the Black Stones.
My name is AJ Franklin, a member of the Black Stones.
And a former member of the Chosen Few. Had to get that in.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, yeah. It's lovely to have you on the show. And I've eagerly anticipated this because I've been playing tracks from your brand new album.
The last album I had from you was 2019, holding it in my hand.
Okay. Yes.
That was Got What It Takes in 2019. Here we are in 2023. Mm. And there's a long story, of course, and we could spend a long time talking about your career, but which we will do, of course, but we also want to home in on some of the songs. And you've just heard your version of Break Your Promise. But where did this fever, this passion for music begin? And I'd like to direct that question to AJ Franklin first, because, of course, you were in the chosen few before you joined the Blackstones. So, yes, AJ, to share us, because Derek Harriott, Jamaica, that whole, you know, thing.
Oh, yes. I start all the way back down to the Federals, you know.
You were in the Federals?
Yeah, well, I was in the Federals. I formed the Federals, me and Junior Smichael, otherwise known as Junior Soul. So our first song there was Penny for Your Song.
Penny for Your Song.
Yes.
Was David Scott in that as well?
Oh, yes.
Scotty?
Yes, Scotty. So,
Penny for You. Isn't it funny? Because just the other day I was singing that song. Penny for Your Song. Yeah.
We also did that for Blackstone. We also did that one too, you know. So after that, we joined up with Noel Bonnie Brown for Chosen Few.
Chosen Few. There you go. History in the making. And a man who knows about the history of this music, believe you me, he knows, is Leon. Leon, I hope you don't... Leon Leaf, I hope you don't mind me introducing you as the leader of the band. I think it would be fair to say that, because you're the founding member, are you not?
I like the word founding member, but within Blackstones, we have respect on a level playing field. There's no sort of I say, where this, we all come together and do our thing together respectfully. So Junior has as much say as I, and he respect that I am the founder. So said AJ and our great friend Tony Mahoney in Jamaica. And yes, David, you've been concrete cornerstone as far as I'm concerned from day one. You and Tony Williams and all the other people who played this music on the radio that reach out to the world. Now we have internet to probably reach out to Mars. Yeah.
Let's hear another track from the brand new album. Yeah. The Blackstones. On One Extra. Don't you cry.
If I have to cry and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud to beg, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Don't you go. But if I've got to cry to leave you, then I don't mind weeping if it keeps you from walking out the door. Ain't you proud to beg, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Don't you go.
Rodders helps if you open your own mic. Three smiling faces here. Tony Mahoney, of course, is in Jamaica. My special guest of the Blackstones, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, from the brand new album. So, some wonderful new interpretations of classic recordings. Why? I mean, I'm not going to ask you why did you choose each individual song, but that particular song, Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
We have sung this song maybe three times for different people, and we wasn't really pleased about the outcome of the first two times. And so when we went to Stingray, Muffy and Floxy and the whole crew, we decided to record the song because we know we can chastise the vocal to the max. And beside that, Slim Smith, one of Jamaica's greatest singer, Light Charmer's greatest songwriter, producer, Jimmy Riley, which is the father of Tyrus Riley, They were a magnificent vocal group during the Rocksteady time, because Slim Smith had left the Techniques and Pat Kelly gone to join the Techniques. And the Uniques is the only group, vocal group, to outstage Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Bunny Wailer, and the young lady name, can't quite remember her name. They had a battle of the group at the theater in Jamaica, and the Uniques outstaged the Wailers, where Bob wanted to cause a confrontation with Slim, even though they were friends, but it was quickly parted. Vivian Goldman writes a page about this in her book about Bob Marley and the Wailers. Slim, I asked Mr. Dad,
Cox and Dodd.
Right. Yeah, Sir D, we call him, right? Sure. You know, about Slim Smith. And he says, he sort of paused. He says, we hear Slim, but we didn't really hear him. We need somebody to record him properly, because he had a voice. When he's singing, you have to have a bucket, because he gets very emotional in crying and singing. That's why you hear these wailing sounds.
Really?
Yes. You know, he was magnificent. Not just him. There's other great, outstanding singers.
No, but he was special.
There's a sound. Yeah, and so Tony Mahoney has this voice like a Sam Cooke, a Pat Kelly, a Slim Smith, and he wrapped that up into his own way. And we have to use it in many ways that we can. And this is one of the songs where we completely smashed up, apart from the Temptation, of course, yeah. Enough Respect. Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful version, and I thought you might mention Slim Smith. AJ, did you meet Slim Smith? I guess you must have done.
Oh, yes. In early. Oh, yes. We're all there on the road, you know? Yes.
It was another word. I mean, I'd love to have been there. 60s in Jamaica. You were there. You lived it into the 70s.
Myself and Bob Marley, everybody, you know, we go to the studio. And the funniest thing, when we used to go to the studio with Slim and all, we used to go, even when it wasn't our session, we would go there and help, you know, to see what's happening and who playing on it and all that, really. So, it was around, all of us.
And which studios did you particularly gravitate to?
Well, we were using Federal Studio and also Harry J,
right.
Yeah. Because most of our album done at those two studios.
The chosen few. Junior Bailey, how did you become a member of the Black Stones? Where's your history? Where are you coming from musically?
It's a long story. Yeah. Actually, I started on a sound system. I had my own sound system called Solar Junior. And then, as time goes by, Clem Boucher,
yes,
took me out of the dance.
Oh, really? Because I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago on the show, because he produced Sixth Street, didn't he?
That's correct.
What a producer. What's happened to
Clem? I was in the studio at that time.
You were there when you were in the studio when Louisa Marx sang Sixth Street.
Right. And the first record she's done for Clem was Sixth Street, yeah?
Incredible.
Zabandis. I was the lead singer for Zabandis.
You were the lead singer for Zabandis.
Because Clem took me and brought me to Zabandis. And that's where my live music started. Eventually, I had another band called The Sus Band.
Oh, okay.
Right. I was the lead singer for that as well. Leon wanted some form of help, because one of his members was sort of lame up, I think.
Lame up.
Yeah, that's the word.
Jamaicans.
Yeah. So,
lame, like a horse.
He asked Lindell, because I was working with Lindell at the time. Lindell was with the Sus Band.
Okay.
And he asked Lindell for help, if he thinks Junior could help him. And Leon called me. First thing he asked me, can you sing harmony? All right. I said, of course I can sing harmony.
Sorry.
So the same day, I was going shopping with the wife. And he said to me, if I could come down to his house. And he said to me, on his street is the prettiest house on the road. So I went down and he gave me a tape full of songs, both sides, 90-minute tape.
And I have to jump in here because you just mentioned something very poignant when Leon asked you if you can sing harmony.
That's right.
Because just before we started the show, we were talking about the fact, and AJ's smiling over there as well, because back in Jamaica and here in the UK, there were all these vocal harmony groups.
Yes.
Inspired, of course, by the American groups and so on. But in Jamaica, I mean, there's a long list, Toots and the Maytals, the Abyssinians, the list is long, the Heptones. But none No more. T.O.K. I think was the last vocal harmony group that I was aware of in Jamaica, and they've broken up. I'm saddened by it, really, because that's, for me, what made reggae so special, that all those beautiful voices together, yes, with the lead vocal and all the harmonies and everything, it was just absolutely priceless. Let's hear one of your new songs and a fabulous, fabulous original song, which has been given various versions over the years, but this is the latest from the Black Stones.
Yeah. There's a land that I have heard about so far across the sea.
There's a history to this song. Do share it with us, gentlemen.
Well, this song was not produced by myself or Dilly. It was produced by a Shipwreck Company, which is this gentleman here, Frenchie King.
Okay. Hi, Frenchie.
Yeah. Frenchie is doing an album tribute to the original Wailers.
Oh.
And he played the track to me, and I said, wow, I wish we could have sing that. He says, you've got it. So we went to Dilly, and we vocalized it. And even on our album, Pick Up the Pieces, feature Frenchie King. That's Frenchie King. And Frenchie King is coming from way in the 60s with the Black Stallion Band. And
he doesn't look old enough, to be honest.
Yes, yeah.
He doesn't dye his hair either.
Yeah, and we love this song, and we know we could do a good version in the sense of vocal. So when the rhythm stood up, we jumped in it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
How many tracks on... Well, officially, please tell the audience, what is the name of your brand new album?
Fresh.
Yeah.
And we got that title by accident when Dilly Stingray, who produced half of this album, big up Stingray crew.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Dilly and all crew and us. We were making a video for our website, and it was Dilly turn to speak, and Dilly say, yeah, this is a fresh album. So we said, that's the title. Because there's so many different great tracks, we couldn't name one of the tracks for it.
This is one of my favorites, I have to say.
Thank you.
The Black Stones on One Extra Sunday Lunchtime, wherever you are around the world and here in the UK. Great to have you with us. Their new album is called Fresh. Yeah.
Take my hands. I'm a stranger, but I love you. This moment, the love God.
Thank you.
Stranger in Love by the Black Stones. Leon, you started this thing, didn't you? I mean, it was you. So come on, the mic is yours. Tell us how the Black Stones were formed and why.
Yeah, well, firstly, I was in a group in 1967 with my school friend, late Mellus, a.k.a. Dockery, Brentnell, Daly, and Barrington Thomas. And we were recorded by Junior Lincoln, who was at the headquarters for Bamboo Records for Studio One. And later on, we were recorded by Fat Man, Lard Cools, and Count Shelley, three legendary figure in the sound system world. And when that group kind of split down, I met Roy Shirley backstage at one of his concert. That was a good concert. And he said, "What happened to the group, Leon?" And he talked to me. And I said, "Well, kind of give it a break." He said, "No, somebody who sound like John Holt and Gregory all wrapped in one." He introduced me to him. That was Neville Henry. And when we roll in Byron Otis, who was the first singer I ever heard sound anything like Dennis Brown at that time. And we formed the Black Stones. We did a record for Dip, Babylon Trap them, but it sounds so much like D Brown, they put D Brown on it in order for it to sell. It caused a confrontation, but we're all good now. Can't get no money to spend. We had a number one album with Black Echo. We used to get booked regular with Mr. Radigan. We did the O2 at Brixton. They pulled me off the stage. I was frightened, you know, and that's where that come from. I kind of lost for the question.
No, you're good. How did it start? You told us how it started.
And then we line up with Black Stones and members get fed up. And the last set of members have been together for 20 years plus. Now we're getting old and dilapidated. So our voice is still there.
Indeed.
So the beauty is, it's on the internet. Anyone who likes good music, in the sense of good music, they're welcome to download it. There's 22 tracks there.
There you go. And it's going to be on vinyl as well and CD?
They'll bring that later on. And we've got three albums ready to go from next year, you see.
Before we say goodbye, tell us, how do you voice Tony Mahoney? And where is he living in Jamaica?
He's living at his family estate in St. Thomas. He's there to look after everything. And we overstand that or understand that. And when we have a track, we're ready to vice Blackstone. We send it to him. He put his part on.
So he just jumps in a car and flies and goes to a studio in Kingston and voices.
Yeah. And one day he went to studio to vice us and them hear him singing and he couldn't leave. Strictly dub plate all day.
Gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure. And you've been doing this a long time and there have been various members of the band. But thank you, Leon. Thank you, Junior. Thank you, AJ and Tony in Jamaica. The album has been produced over there by Stingray. Big up Dilly and everybody else over there and Mafia and Fluxy and so on. You put your hand up there.
Yes, I'll just like to send out a special thing to Frenchie King, who's featured on the Pick Up the Pieces with us.
Okay.
And Amanda J. Christus with our beautiful song Together We're Beautiful Redemption. My wife and everyone, family, Junior family, AJ, if we forgot anyone, don't lock us out.
It's been a real pleasure, gentlemen. The Black Stones. Stranger in Love. The Black Stones, my special guest today. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm wishing you a lovely Sunday afternoon and evening and a great week.